You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Downtown Bloomington Association wants you to start 2017 by kicking your creativity into high gear at First Friday, January 6th, from 5 to 8 p.m. Artist Brian Simpson dubs it hands-on art, and it involves opportunities for participants to visit artist studios in order to create art of their own. At the Art Vortex Studio, for example, Simpson says visitors can make their own artist trading cards.
They can create them and trade them and frame them and whatever they like to do with them. That's what trading cards are for. And it's the nice thing is that it's an accessible way to express yourself because it's a small piece of paper or substrate of some kind. And we feel that after the holidays and the stress of the holidays, this is just the perfect answer to, you know, all of that stress, is to just sit down and zen out with some art materials in front of you.
The Joanne Getzinger Gallery is doing something really interesting, a communal drawing.
Yeah, a big sheet of paper. You come
with,
in.
With everybody coming in at the same time?
You can come in and draw and do whatever you want on it all throughout the night. You can do it. You can add to it. You can sign your name, write a poem, do a drawing, whatever you like to do for it.
This is a really unique way of expressing art because you're not doing it by yourself. You're doing it with other people. You could actually react to other people. They could react to you. Mm-hmm. This is a really interesting sort of improvisation going on here.
Yes, yes. And that's not a make and take. That's a communal public sort of interaction with a piece of paper.
At the Eaton Gallery, now they're taking it from like creating with your hands to more of a performance, and they have a 12th night theme at the Eaton Gallery. What's
right.
going on there?
Well, they have a piano there, and of course, Herb is a performer too. He's a musician, and so I'm sure that they'll get musician friends and poetry fans and that sort of thing, people coming by and doing their thing.
Well,
it's like a modified open mic, I imagine.
A modified open mic.
Yeah. And if you consider your yourself deficient in the visual arts, this is certainly your chance to come down and do your thing in the galleries, and you don't have to sort of necessarily be a visual artist. You can be a performing artist.
Well, as an artist, you work at Three Square Studio.
Yes.
And you guys are doing something with collage and found objects. Tell me more about that.
Well, one of our artists there, Amy Wolf, she works with found object. And my thought is that, you know, people come in and they love her work, and this is your chance to do a small little one. It can be flat or bas relief. We'll have paper, we'll have twigs, we'll have natural objects, we'll have anything you want to put together.
Can you bring your own found objects?
Sure, yes, that would be fine. If you have something around that you want to create a piece, there are hardly any rules at all to this. I mean, you're here to be creative, and that we're making sure that this is the way to start off your year. Be creative, bring what you want, do what you want. You know, that's the theme.
The main gallery 404 is also involved in January 1st night. What are they doing there?
Susan Mendenhall, who owns and runs the gallery, will be doing a spiral aluminum pendants. And so she'll show you how to take aluminum wire and turn it into a spiral, and then you can make and take that with you.
Oh, make and take.
It just sounds It's a
so
night
tasty.
Of make and take, yes.
What about Inside Out Gallery?
Inside Out is doing a snowflake making station. And
do we need to make snowflakes in January?
Well, if you want them of a certain size, you do.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And they'll also have ways to show you to incorporate that into other forms of art, too.
So it's great on this first Friday that people can come out and they can express themselves and they can get creative at the various galleries. But how can we stay creative in our daily lives through the rest of the year? Brian, what kind of advice do you have?
I always like Woody Allen's advice when it comes to this, is that 80% of genius is just showing up.
Interesting.
So the way to be creative is to actually be creative. I mean, it's to step across the threshold and do something.
And the more you do, the more it kind of feeds yourself, the more you
right.
can keep going.
Write a paragraph, do a sketch, you know, actually read a book, watch a documentary. All of that gets the creative juices flowing. And it's been proven that it makes you a better person.
That's artist Brian Simpson. Hands-on art for First Friday is January 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.